We're up to the Mishnah on Pei Zayin on the days. Ha'isha Shaholach Baila L'Medina Sayom. A woman, husband went away overseas. And they came and told her, we'll see that the Gemara said, talking in Eid Echad came and told her. One witness came and told her that her husband died. The nieces, when she got married. The Yachar Kach Bo Bala, and then her husband showed up. So Teitzi Mizel Mizel. So it's a Knas. She obviously has to get away from the second husband because she's still married to the first one, so the second marriage is no marriage. She's committing adultery with the second guy. Okay, and she really doesn't need to get from the second guy either because the Kedushin was no Kedushin because she's a married woman. You can't marry a married woman. But, and the first husband, well, let's see. If the halacha is that if she is not an Ashes Kohen and she lived with somebody else, Ba'onis, right, so then she's still mutter to her husband. But if it wasn't an onus, right, it was willingly, then she's also to her husband too. So here, we don't consider it an onus. And she has to leave both husbands. Utricha get mizel mizel. She needs a get from the first husband min haTorah, and a get from the second husband min haRabbanan. Ve'ein la ksuba, and she doesn't have a ksuba from either one. Velo peros, velo mezonos, velo blaos, lo alze, velo alze. She doesn't get a ksuba from either one. She doesn't get peros, even if they ate the peros from her nifse malob. They don't have to pay it back to her. And not mezonos, if she borrowed money to pay for her upkeep, he doesn't have to pay it back. Velo blow, she doesn't even get the worn out clothing that she brought into the marriage. Neither one. The imnot l'mizel mizet tarsit. And if she took any of these things from either husband, she has to give it back. The havlad mamzer mizel mizet. And if she had a child from the second husband before the first husband showed up, so then she went back and lived with the first husband and had another child with him. Both are mamzerim. Okay, one is a mamzer deraisa from the second husband, is a mamzer min haTorah, and the first husband, even though his marriage is still a good marriage and the second marriage didn't affect anything, but it's a mamzer of the rabbanim. The rabbanim made the child, she went back to live with the first husband, the child from the first husband is a mamzer too. Velo zev zem metamila, if she dies and both of them are kohanim, neither of them can metama to her. She's not considered their wives. Velo zev zem zakoyim, neither one is zoche, lo b'metziyosa velo b'maisi yodeho, neither one gets anything she finds, not considered his wife, legabe metziya, and not maisi yodayim, whatever she earns doesn't go to the husband. These are all takonis d'rabbanan that a husband gets from his wife, her earnings, and her mitziah if she finds it, none of these things. The lo bafaris of the rel, he has no chelik in hafaris nadarim for her. Okay. Hoy sabas Yisrael, nifsula min hakohuna. If she was a bas Yisrael, living with the second guy, she committed adultery basically, she was nivala l'pasula, she lived with somebody who was usher to her, so she's pasul l'kohuna. She can never marry a kohen again. Ubas levi min ha-maiser, if she's a bas levi, she can't eat maiser. That's a knas, we'll see. Ubas kohen min ha-truma, if she's a bas kohen, she is possible for truma. Tein yorshin shalzeh, the yorshin shalzeh, yorshin es ksubasa. Neither of them, neither the yorshim the yorshim of either husband, don't yarshin her ksuba if she dies. The Gemara is going to ask, what kind of ksuba? He said, there is no ksuba. So what ksuba is it, the yarsh? The mesu, if these two brothers died, right, the two husbands died, right, achiv shalzeh v'achiv shalzeh cholzim lo miyabnin, each one has to give chalitza, right, but no yibum. Now the first one, who is really married to her, so his brother has to give chalitza min haTorah. The second one, who's not married to her, because he committed adultery with her, and the first guy was still alive, so his kedushin is no kedushin, has to do chalitza min the rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ksubosa al nichsei ba'ale harishon. Rabbi Yossi says that her ksuba is on the property of the first husband, meaning what's it called, that now that she's a yavama, she gets a ksuba. Well, she doesn't have yibum, but what's it called? Her ksuba. Her first husband has to give her a ksuba, because that marriage is a marriage. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Harishon Zaka Mitzios of Maisi Adelva First Nadrea. Rabbi Yossi goes even further. Rabbi Elazar goes even further and says that the first husband, since his marriage is really a good marriage, we're just counseling him to get rid of her, right? Because she lived with somebody else, Shelo Kedin. So, but his marriage was a full-fledged marriage. He's Zolcha B'mitziyoso, Maisi Odeh, and Hafaris Medoreho. Reb Shimon Omer, Bi'oso Ochalitzo, Me'ochiv, Shorishon Potera Sorosa. Not only that, but even if the brother of the first one is Miyabin, right, then it patters the tzara. It's a good yibum. Ve'ein havlad mimenu mamzer, and the vlad from the first one is not a mamzer. We don't make him a mamzer to rabbanim. Again, there's no reason to make him a mamzer. The first marriage is a marriage, and the second one had no effect. Vimnisa shelo brishus. What if she got married without brishus phasing? Shlam went and got married. Muteris lazerlo. Then there wasn't a knas. And we'll see the Gemara explain why there was a knas by an eid echad, and not if she went on her own and she got married. Right? Since she's allowed to go back to the first husband, nisus alpi beizdin, if she was nisus alpi beizdin, in other words, here he's talking about with two eidim, not with one eid, then teitse upturim in akorban. Then she has to go away from this first husband, second husband, but there's no korban that she committed adultery b'shogeg. She lived with a man who wasn't her husband b'shogeg. She should have to bring a korban chatas. She doesn't bring any korban because since she had the reshus of Beis Din, right, that's considered an onus, so it's not considered shogeg even. So Beis Din told her to get married. Lo nisus api Beis Din teit seve chayavis b'korban. If the Beis Din didn't give her a heter to get married, then she has to leave the second husband. And what's it called? She is chayiv a korban, because then it's not considered an onus; it's considered a shogeg. Yofa koach beizin shepotrim in a korban. The koach of beizin, the heter of beizin, paters her from a korban. It puts the onus on beizin, and she is an onus, and the onus is on beizin.
That's it. Okay.
What?
The beizin will have to bring a korban.
No, they don't bring any korban. They made a mistake. Whatever. Okay. Horuha Bezin Linose, the Holcha the Kilkula. If the Bezin gave her permission to get married, she went and was Mizana with somebody else. Then Chayevish Bekarbin. What? With the second guy. No, they gave her permission. They said, your husband's dead. You're allowed to get married. Instead of getting married, she went and was Mizana with somebody. Second guy. So then Chayevish, and her husband showed up. Then she's Chayev Bekarbin. Shloi Tiru Linose, because they gave her a heter to marry. They didn't give her a heter to be Mizana. So she can't blame Beis Din that, oh, I did it, but she was Beis Din, right? Beis Din gave you permission to marry. You didn't marry, so now you're chayev a korban. Okay, Rashi. Ha'isha bova omrala be'ed echad. Kedekina bigmara misseifa. Right? Since the seifa is talking yitiru Beis Din with two eidim, the first case is talking with an eid echad. Teitse mizeh mizeh. Kishar isa shishazin. So like any married woman who's mizana, she can no longer live with her husband, because she lived with some other man, and she can't live with the second guy because he's what's it called, also usher to her now for good, but he was usher to her because the first guy was still around. The hach lav anusa, she's not an anusa. An anusa, if she was forced by a second man, then she can go back to her first husband. The afagav dehemnu rabbonin le'ed echad de'isha mishumiguna, even though the rabbonin were maimin and eid echad, in order that a woman shouldn't remain in aguna, that even if an eid echad came and said the husband died, we'd believe him, right? Time mishum dehigu for daika adiyada bekushta mitzvah, because a woman is not somech on an eid echad unless she really looks into it and is sure that he's dead. For hadlo daika kansel, here obviously she didn't look into it enough, so they may give her a knas that she can't go back to the first husband either. She wants to marry a third guy, right? She needs a get from both of them. The time of the boy get me sheni, why does she need a get from the second guy? His marriage was no marriage. The farish big mara. The mara explained why she needs a get from the second guy. If she borrowed money and bought food, the husband doesn't have to pay. Neither husband has to pay it back. Blows, She doesn't even get her worn out clothing that she brought into the marriage. She doesn't, when she gets divorced from both of them, she leaves that way, whoever, whichever husband, it's there. If she had a child from the second husband, so he's a mamzer gomer, he's a regular mamzer. And if then the first husband then lived with her again and had another child after she lived with the second guy, right, this is all a knas. She's part of what's it called, nifsel from, if she's a bas kohen, nifsel mi truma, nifsel mi meiser is all a knas. Why is this truma the rabbanon? It's a mistake. One second. It's the vav. Hosifa marsha. Okay, we'll get to the other. We'll see. We'll learn the Shuzra later. Okay.
It means Truma
Darabana?
It means it's.
No, Midarabana, and she's possible for Truma, right? Yarshin Ksuba, so big Mara Par Ksuba Mai. What kind of Ksuba does she have? Well, how can the Yarshin or Ksuba if she doesn't have a Ksuba? Cholzin Achiv Shorisha Midarai. So the first brother, when the first husband dies, has to be Cholich Min HaTorah, because that marriage is a good marriage. Was a good marriage. Cholich. Rabbanan gozer to lo liyabim, and he really could do yibum too. But the Rabbanan were gozer, he shouldn't do yibum. The ochis shosheini cholish mid Rabbanan mishum gzeira shemayomru girish zev and also zev can first be gemara. The gemara says she has two husbands. Maybe the first one divorced her. We'll see. The woman goes without chalitza, so maybe all women are allowed to go without chalitza. So we need chalitza mid Rabbanan, so people don't make a mistake and think that she was really married to the second guy also. Biyoso chalitza, also a reisha polik. He's going on the reisha. Tani lo miyadmin, right? Rav Yossi holds that they could make yibum too. Ve'ein havlad mamzer im hechzira rishon. And if the first one had a child from her after she lived with the second guy, the child's not a mamzer even with the rabbanon. That's what Rav Elazar says. Nisa shlo b'rishus beisin shabo shnei edim. Two edim came. Ve'omru meis baalech. Ve'nisas miyasa. She got herself. Two witnesses came to her door and said, we have very bad news for you, your husband, you know, has died, here's the flag, and you know, what's it called, he died in war, or whatever. So, she went to Hari Lohoysen, Nitzrichel had to raise him, and he had to raise him. She believed the two witnesses. So then she's an onus. Muteris lazalo danusahi. Upturim in akarbin, the yochit shosaboraz bezdin potter. If I did something because bezdin told me to do it, I'm potter from a carbon. Right. Bezin's only chayv a korban when they say they tell Klal Yisrael that something that normally is asur with a korban chatas is mutter to do, and then people go and do it. But here they didn't tell her it's mutter to marry another man. They told her she's mutter to marry in this age because her husband's dead. That's not the Bezin's not chayv for that.
The Edim
could be going in this case? Who? The Edim? We'll see. An Eid Echad, yeah, we'll see. The Gemara is going to speak about who's kosher to be an Eid Echad, the Gabi Mises Baal. Shalo Alpi Bezdin, Ela Be Edim, Chayevis Karvin, the Shogegasi. If she didn't get married Alpi Bezdin, right, then she's Chayev a Karvin because she's a Shogeg. The Ainza onesly potim in a Karvin. That's not enough of an onus that Bezdin, Mama should mat to her, then it's an onus. If she got married on her own, then it's a shogeg. The boy lamtuni, she should have waited. But the Bezin told her to get married. Then what else to do? The Bezin said, "Go get married." So she's an onus. Okay, we'll continue on Sunday. Have a good Shabbos. Huh? Yeah. Where? No, that's basically that's the Peirus is from Mishkan Malug. Peirus is that he has
it.
What? No, he doesn't have to give anything back. It's all a knas. Really, he should have to give it back because she wasn't married to him. So he ate the Peirus, she looked in. But they gave her a knas since she was a bad girl and she, jumped the gun. So she doesn't get any of these things back.
She has to investigate. She can't so far. Huh? Like during the war, World War II. How much did you make it? Let's see, Red Cross said, person died.
Then she can't get married.
I know.
Okay, that's this whole parrot
is
going to deal with Iguna.
Huh?
What kind of? We'll see.
We heard stories.
Okay, so you'll bring the cases and we'll see.
You can
pass them which.
No. They were good, but they didn't want to pass them.
Most of them. In these cases, we'll see that you'll make them as much as.
Okay, we're up to the Gemara on Pesayin with days. When the Tommy Sefer Nisei Shalob Rishus Muteris Lazarlo Shalob Rishus based in Elabe Edim. The fact that the Sefer says that she got married without Rishus, then she's allowed to return to her first husband because how'd she get married? Must be that there were two Edim that told her that her husband died, and she relied on them, and therefore she's considered an onus, and therefore if she's not an Ashes Kohen, she can go back to her husband because she lived with somebody, but the onus, she thought he was dead, the original husband. To Rashi, what's the proof? So talking, therefore the safest talking where there were two witnesses. Michlal the ratio birshus beizdin uve eid echad. So what's the ratio talking about? Right, Seifa is talking about two eidim with either rishus beizdin or shalom rishus beizdin. So in the ratio, when it says that she got married birshus, right, v'niseis, what's it talking about? How did the beizdin know that her husband was dead? Must be that it's talking with there was an eid echad. There was only one witness. And what's it called? Bezin permitted her to get married based on the testimony of one witness. Alma Eid Echad Neman. You see from here that an Eid Echad is Neman to say that a person died and his wife can get married. So the question is, and what's the big deal? That we know that whenever it comes to Dover Sheva Erva or Mominus, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover. You need two witnesses. And we learned Dover Dover Mimamon, right? That by Dvar Erva, also, Kimotsubo Erva's Dover, that by Dvar Erva means marriages, divorces, you always need to aid them, right? To create a marriage, to create a divorce. So how can we permit a woman to get married and permit her not to be an Eishes Ish? Till now she was an Eishes Ish. This is going to take her out of the status of Eishes Ish and permit her to get married to somebody else. L'chari, she need to aid them. Why should one aid be enough? Okay, just as a general introduction to this, we'll wait till we get to the end to speak more specifically how it works. But there's two parshios in the Torah. There's a parsha of Eidus and there's a parsha of Ne'emonus. Okay, we'll see as we go on that there are cases where an Eid Echad is believed. That's the cases where you don't need Eidus, where the Torah didn't say Al Pi Shnayim Eidim Yokum Dover. Right, that's Eidus you need in order to give punishments. Eid Echad can't give punishments. You can never give a person Malkus on the Eidus of an Eid Echad or Mises Beis Din. There the Torah said Al Pi Shnayim Eidim Yokum Dover. That's what it's talking about for Onshim. In order to create money, also an onus. You can't take money away from somebody, right? It's edus. You can take it with other kinds of things, but with edus, you need You need two edim. One aid is only can make a person take a shvua, but you can't make him pay money. So, and to create a marriage, divorce, or whatever, you need two edim. You can't. One aid doesn't have any effect. So that's the parsha of Eidus. The parsha of Eidus has nothing to do necessarily with credibility. It's not that we believe two Eidim. It's that the Torah said that Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, you do whatever you have to do. Right? To make a marriage, make a divorce, believe them that Reuven killed Shimon and kill Reuven because Reuven killed Shimon if they're Eid says all the conditions that are necessary. But it's not necessarily because we believe them for sure, because it could be the two people are lying. But if they pass all of the tests and are qualified Eid, then the Torah said to believe them and to act as if they're telling the truth. So it has nothing to do with credibility. The proof is that there are halachas by Eidus that defy logic. for instance, if two Edim come and they say Reuven killed Shimon, and a million other Edim come and say, what are you talking about? We were all there, it was big Hafganah, we were all there, and Levi killed Shimon, not Reuven. So it's a million against two. The halacha is that they cancel each other out. We throw them all out of court and we don't know what to do. We don't kill anybody and we don't believe any of them. L'chora, logically, we should believe a million over two. But the same koach that we believe a million is the same koach the Torah gave to two. It's not because they're believed, it's because that they have a din of edus. And edus, so they're equal edus. Two is equal to a million. Same koach haTorah. That's one thing. So you see, it's not a logical thing. Another thing would be if two regular teenagers came and they told us that Reuven killed Shimon, and they pass all of the Chakrisha, the Chakira, or whatever, then we kill Reuven. But if Moshe and Aaron come, right, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, his brother, came, and they said that Reuven killed Shimon, we throw them out of court because they're brothers. And we think that two teenagers are more believable than more credible than Moshe and Aaron, but that's halacha. Halacha's brothers can't be Edom. Not that we're choshish that they're lying, they just don't have the din of Edus. That also explains why women are puzzled to Edus. It's not because the Torah doesn't believe them. It's nothing to do with credibility. The same reason that Moshe and Aaron are puzzled is the same reason that they don't have a din of Edus too, whatever the reason is. We don't know what the reason is. But it's not because they're not credible, it's because they don't have a din of Edus. That's all. Right? And the same thing that puzzles Moshe and Aaron, or says that a million are equal to two, says the women can't be Edom, for whatever reason it is. Then there's a parsha of Ne'emonus. Ne'emonus could be even that a goy is Ne'emon in certain situations. Right? Surely women and people who are normally puzzled to Edus, unless the reason they're puzzled to Edus is because we're afraid they're lying. But if they have credibility, then they have credibility. Even one Edus leaves. Eid Echad Ne'emon Bisurim. We're going to get to that. That's called Ne'emonus. That applies to men, women. That's credibility. We believe them. You don't need edus. You don't need to establish punishments, money transference, davar shebe'erva. You want to know if a piece of meat is kosher or not. And one aid comes and tells you, I know this meat's kosher. And you're allowed to eat it. Eid echad bisur. Right? Go home to eat. Right? You don't have to ask your wife, where's the two aidim that are made that lunch is kosher? Right? Because you're not believed. You're not an aid. No, she's believed. In fact, we learn from according to some at least, from an Isha. The woman is believed to make all the bedikas and hefzik tara and everything. She doesn't need Edim. She's believed. And if there's a Dover Chomor, it's Isurei Kares. The woman is believed on herself. She doesn't have to have Edim to say. We learn it from there. From other places, Eidechonem Bisurim. That is Ne'emonis. Question over here is, L'chora, this is a Dover Shebe'erba. We're being Matar and Eishas Ish. You should need two Eidim in order to do that. That's our Loch of Eidus. So why is an Eid Echad Nema? That's the question.
What's the pasuk for a woman not being Eid?
What? It says, Afishnayim Eid, what's it called? It says, the Omdu Shneho Anoshim. Usnanami, and we have a mission that says a similar thing. Hugzikulios may see an aid mipiate that they accepted this halacha that you can marry a woman, let her get married, a married woman, let her get married on the aidus of aid mipiate, which is also no good by aidus. Right? One aid said, I heard somebody else say the guy's dead, so he didn't see it. But he heard somebody else who he says, tells us this person was a reliable person, told me that he saw this guy killed in the war. So you believe him? Aid me PA. And by Shnayim Aidim Yochum Dover, right? Ya P Shnayim Aidim Yochum Dover, you need me PM and not Aid me PA. The Isha me P Isha, not only that, women are also believed. And not only a woman, but a woman who said another woman told her. It's also believed. The Isha Mipi Evan, who Mipi Shivcha, or a woman who said an Evan told her is Pasul Eidus, or a Shivcha. Alma Eid Echad Mehemet. So you see over here, it's in the parish of Nemonus, Eid Echad is believed, and not in Eidus. Why? Why don't you need Eidus over here? That's the question. Usnan Nami, we have another Mishnah. Eid Echad Omer Ochalte Chelev, Vahu Omer Lo Ochalti, when it comes to a Korban. Right? One aide says to him, you ate chalev, and you're chayev to bring a korban chatas. And he says, lo achalti, I didn't eat chalev. Then he's potter. Taima da'omer lo achalti. That's only because he contradicts the aide. But ha ishtik, if he kept quiet, right? And again, so he says he didn't eat chalev, and the aide says he did eat chalev. So can't believe the aide. Aide echad is just a matter of nemonis. Believe him. He says he didn't. Right? Ha ishtik, if he kept quiet, so he didn't know. You know, I don't remember if I ate chalev or not. The aide echad can establish that he ate chalev and make him bring up a korban chatas. Alma aide echad mehem and medioraisa. Menola, where do we see that an aide echad is believed in these kind of cases? Right? Where do we differentiate between when you need two aidim as aidus, and where an aide echad is also believed, where it's just a matter of nemonis? That's basically the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, "Detanya, ohodo elov chatoso." Right? Veloshio diu acherim. It says that in order to bring a korban chatos, he has to know that he did this sin that would make him bring the chatos, but not that other people tell him. Okay, so Mora says, Yochla fapisha eno machisho ye potter. I might think that's in a case even where the guy doesn't know. He forgot. He has amnesia. He doesn't know if he ate chalev, or he doesn't know if he was mechal Shabbos. He has to bring a korban or not. But if he, what's it called, maybe I would think that there also, if other people tell him, it's not going to help. He has to know from himself, right? How do I know that if he, what's it called, and maybe, well, maybe it's only where he denies it. Then somebody else says you ate chalev. Somebody else said you mechal shabbos. You say you weren't. Then you're going to have to bring a chatas. How do I know that's only in that case? But if the guy doesn't know, he doesn't contradict the witnesses, then he does have to do it. Talmud Lomar, O Holda Elov, Mikomakom. Any way that he would know. In other words, if he says, I didn't do it, then the only way we know is because somebody else said he did it. And he said he didn't. Then you don't bring a chatas. But if he now knows because he heard from the aide, I don't know. The aide said I ate chalev. I didn't know I ate chalev. Right? So the aide said I ate chalev. So there, what's it called? It's Holda Elov. Now he knows. He knows because we know also because the aide said. It's not that he says no. He says, I don't know. So the aide tells him that's called Holda Elov. So Mora says, Hechi Domi. Ilema do osu trei velo komachish lehu. If it's talking, we're two witnesses. This case. So now, where's the case where we believe testimony of someone else, and he is not machish, right? Because if he's machish, then never do we believe testimony. Not from two, not from one, for sure. But if he's not machish, in some case, we believe other people to inform him, and he's called now informed. Now he knows. And then he has to bring a korban. So what case is that talking about? If it's talking about where two witnesses came and you ate chalev and he says, oh, I didn't know, but I accept what you're saying, right? Kralomo, I need a pasuk to tell me that we believe two witnesses that he should have to bring a korban. He doesn't go against them. They're saying that he ate chalev. Why shouldn't we believe two witnesses? There's no special pasuk to tell me that. And here we need a pasuk to tell me that case. Oh, holda elav mikomako. El alav chat must be talking where there's one witness who says that he ate chalev. So if he says I didn't eat, so then he doesn't know only because of what somebody else said. Then he's vali nachayev. Even if two witnesses would say, right, that he says I know for sure I didn't, then we don't believe even the two witnesses. But if it's one witness and he doesn't contradict them, then it must be that that's what the pasuk's talking about, and we believe the one witness. You see that an aide echad has nemonis. As long as he's not contradicting the aide, we believe the aide that he ate chalev, and he has to believe the aide too, because he doesn't know. And that's called holdei love. Now he knows that he ate chalev. So Meir says, Mimai, Umidimishum de Mehemin. Why? How do you know that maybe the aide is not believed? Maybe the aide is not nemonis. Maybe since he was kept quiet, right, so it's a sign that he really knows that he ate chalev, and he's modish, shtika kol dor. So it's not because we believe the aid. It's because since the aid said you ate chayla, he didn't say anything. So what's it called? So shtika kahodah. But if he would say, what's it called? Let's say, I don't know if I ate chayla or not. I have total amnesia. I don't remember anything, right, for the last 2 weeks. Then it could be that we wouldn't have to bring a chatas, because then we're going on the nemanus of the aid. Who said in that case it would be? Maybe the case that the Torah is talking about is where the guy didn't say anything. And that, then we make him bring a carbon, because since he didn't say anything, obviously you know and you admit that you ate the chalif. Okay. Teda, and I'll prove you that's the pshat, because the shtika kodah. Diktani sefer, omru shnai mochalta chalif. Two people come and say you ate chalif. The hu omer lo achalti. And he said, I didn't eat chalif. You're lying. It's not true. Potter, he's potter from being a carbon. Rameir mechayiv. Rameir says in that case he's also chayiv. Omer Reb Meir, Kal Vachomer. Reb Meir says the Kal Vachomer. He doesn't learn this thing that only if you know from yourself or admit, but witnesses can't be mechayiv you a korban, right? Reb Meir says that's not true, because there's a Kal Vachomer. Im heviyu shnayim li misa chamur. If two witnesses can get a guy executed, lo yiviyu li de korban akal, sure they can make him bring a korban. So witnesses also can make him bring a korban, not only if he knows on his own, but even if witnesses can bring. That's what a mayor says. Okay, Amrullo, so the Rabbanan said to Reb Meir, no, Kavachomer is not a good Kavachomer. Why? Mayim Yirtzalomer Mezid Hayisi. Because the guy could say, if two witnesses come and say, what's it called, you ate Chalev, he could get out of it and say, yeah, I ate Chalev, I did it with Mezid, so I don't think we're Corbin. Right? So, and there was no Edim, there was no Hasra, so he doesn't get Malkus either. So since he could say that Mezid Hayisi, therefore we don't believe the witnesses. So Tosha says, look, we're not talking over here where he has a Migu. Believe me that I didn't eat the carbon, because if I wanted a potter myself from a carbon, I could have said I did it with Mezid. And we also don't say over here, well, you can't say you did it with Mezid, ain't not a Mezid Masma Rasha. You don't want to be a Rasha. I'm not doing it to be a Rasha, I'm doing it to get out of bringing a carbon, which I don't have to bring. If I don't have to bring, I'm not allowed to bring. It's chulin bazar. So it's not that he's making himself a Rasha, he wants to save himself from doing another Aveira, bringing a carbon where he's not supposed to bring a carbon. So, but Tosa says, if that's the pshat, that it's a migu, right, believe me that I, what's it called, that I didn't eat it, because if I wanted to, I could have said yes, I ate it, and I ate the mezid. I still wouldn't bring a korban. Right? So that's a migu b'makom eidim. We don't believe a migu against eidim. The eidim say you did eat it. Believe me, I didn't eat it because I could have said I was mezid. Well, I don't even believe you didn't eat it. Two witnesses are stronger than you. So Tosa says what it means is that the guy we mafarish what he said to say I didn't eat it b'shogeg, I ate it b'mezid, so I'm not chayav a korban. He's not going against the eidim. Yeah, you're right, I ate chalif, but I ate it the mezid. That's what we're mafarish, his words. So it's not against the Edom. The Edom, what the Edom said is true, but they don't know if it was shogig or not. I'm telling you it was mezid. So that's what he's saying. I didn't eat it the way you said, the shogig, and I'm chayv a korban, I did it the mezid. Okay, so Rashi, let's see Rashi told me. Ha ishtik mehemen, v'lo amrin in chulin lazora, Komaisi, right? Masha, if he kept quiet, that the eight echad is believed. And we don't say that he shouldn't bring a korban because there's an issur bringing a korban. If you don't have to bring a korban, it's chulin lazor, it's not a korban. Can't to be menade v'chatas. Mursa, he name a trey omr lo achal techeilev. So what's the case over here where he kept quiet, he didn't contradict the witness or witnesses, and then he has to bring a korban? It's talking about two witnesses, you don't need a pasuk for that, right? If it's on my tree, Omer lo achal techeile v'chilo machish le mehemen, al me'ed echad mehemen, v'isr v'heter, to come maisi chatas apumei u'misachla. You see that an eid echad, it can't be talking about two because you don't need a pasuk for that. Must be talking about one, and he didn't contradict him, and he's believed. So you see that an eid echad can tell us that this guy has to bring a chatas. And we don't say that it's usher to bring the chatas, because chulim bazara, an eid echad is nemen b'isurin. Just like he can tell us if something is mutter or something is osir, right? If something's kosher, something's treif, he can tell us that this guy has to bring a chatos, and the chatos is mutter to bring him to the azor. Right? Because if we don't believe him, then how could the guy bring a korban? Maybe it's chulin bazor. So the rabbanon say no. Where he's not believed, even if two witnesses say that he ate chalev, right, and he says he didn't, we don't believe the witnesses, we believe him, because he could always say that I ate it b'mezid. He could say, you're right, I ate it, but I ate it b'mezid. Harry said, Neman liftor asher mikorban, they ain't ate him, motzul achisho b'ha, what's the right gifsa here? Ain't ate him. They ate him their money lachisho. Okay. The Edom are not believed to go against him. Baha hilkach yomer nami lo achalti neman. Right, Rashi's mashma that it's because of what's it called that he is believed. An amigo biyado, where he's with something that he can control, is believed even against Edom. The Tosa says no such thing. There's no amigo b'makom Edom, and here it means that we're mefarish his devarim. When he says I didn't eat, he meant I didn't eat the way you said. I ate b'mezid. Right? From the fact that what's it called over here, we're talking about two Edim where he's machish, mashma, that if he's not machish, even one Ed is believed. Right? So Mur says, Reisha, my time of Rabbanan. Why in the Reisha the Rabbanan say that he's chayiv? Ilema mishum de mehemen, v'hatrei bi'alma. The Alpha gav the chom machish leu inu mehemni the kol patzur rabbana, right? If it's because what's it called because they believed, that can't be, because two witnesses where he contradicts and the rabbanan say that they're not believed, that he's believed, because he could have said meisid or yisid. Ela la mishum dishti, you must be talking the ratio where the rabbanan also agree that if somebody says that you ate chalev and they are believed, must be in a case where he keeps quiet. Ushtika kol dodamya, and the reason is not because the what's it called the two Edom are believed, because they're not believed, because he could say mezid or you see he has believed, must be because he admits to that. That's why they believe. Rashi, my time mechayv rabbanim ki ishtik inema elohad dehemnu rabbanim leiv echad. That's the next piece. Okay, thank you. So we don't have any writing now. Now we're saying the fact that an Eid Echad can mechayev a person a korban is not because the Eid Echad is believed. It's because since the guy said, the Eid Echad said, you ate chalev, and he didn't contradict him, he kept quiet, so you admit that you ate the chalev. So we're going on your whole door, not on the Eidus Nemonis. But in my case, where the guy said, I don't know at all, I can't, I have amnesia, right? So then we wouldn't believe the Eid Echad to make him bring a korban. It's only in the case where he kept quiet, and we say that you admitted to it. And even if later on he says, no, I didn't, or whatever, we say, change your mind. But initially, if the Eid said you ate chalev and you kept quiet, we take that as an admission. So it's as if you're telling us that you ate chalev, which you surely have believed you could bring a korban. But an Eid Echad wouldn't be believed. So we have no raya from the case of the korban that an Eid Echad is believed. Okay, we'll continue from there. Oh no, there's no field between them. What? And he has to chuva. Yeah, he could bring it, but he doesn't have to.